Ross Stripling will throw on Friday, Saturday to Alek Manoah, and perhaps then on Sunday, which is the spot for Yusei Kikuchi's next turn in the rotation. Gausman, if he checks out over the next couple of days, could hop back into the rotation and throw the finale of that series against the Mariners. The 0-2 fastball fouled back. So stay with me here. If the Blue Jays decide to do that, skipping Yusei Kikuchi, and listen, Charlie Montoyo is peppered with a lot of questions earlier this morning from reporters on what the next step or plan with Kikuchi would be. And he says everything is up for discussion, and yes, including skipping Kikuchi. And with the off day, the Blue Jays are presented a unique position here. The 0-2, curveball swing and a miss. There is a scenario where Yusei Kikuchi could stay, figure things out on the Major League roster without having to pitch in a ball game before the All-Star break. Down on strikes goes Bolt, runner left at third base. This game stays scoreless after two. 0-2. Curveball on a line out to right field. Backing up Biggio on the move, reaches out. A backhanded catch on the move into the alley by Kevin Biggio. Hard contact by Allen going the opposite way. Closing the gap with Tapia, it was Biggio's ball bolting off to his right. Difficult play. That ball had a little slice coming back to the right fielder. But Allen retired on a nifty play by Kevin Biggio in right. The 2-1. Fastball line the other way. Diving stop made by Allen. Pops up, throws to first to rob the Blue Jays of a run. Allen is everywhere in this inning against Toronto. A flashy catch through the air to start the fourth, and then a diving grab going airborne to end the fourth. This ball game stays scoreless because of Allen and his defensive wizardry. 1-2 to Kirk. Curveball bounced to the shortstop. Down to a knee. Andres speeds Allen for one. A turn to first. In time double play. Blue Jays were trying to keep it off the dirt. Caprillion gets a big double play to stop the threat. Bichette takes third base on the bouncing ball. That is a massive play in this ballgame. 1-0. Curveball hit hard down to third base. Sliding backhanded stop by Machine. Pops up, throws to first in time to retire the side. Oh, the diamond has bailed out Caprillion a couple of times tonight. Earlier was Allen with a flashy play and a great diving stop near the line by Machine, keeping the Blue Jays off the board here in the sixth. 74 pitches, 57 strikes as Laureano drives one out to deep left center field, and the Athletics are on the board. A solo home run for Ramon Laureano. Second homer of the series. This one starts the sixth, and Oakland strikes first. 3-2. There's a swing and a belt. Deep left field, and that is gone. One swing ties this game, and it's 1-1 in Oakland. Home run number 13 for Matt Chapman is a sizzler into the seats in left. Chapman has homered in back-to-back ball games, and the Blue Jays needed one mighty wallop, and they got it with the former Athletic, Matt Chapman, and he ties us up 1-1, and he just knocked Caprillion out of the ballgame. 2-1. Bichette launches it. Deep left field. That ball is into the corner. Kip gets to the wall, and it is gone! A go-ahead solo home run for Bo Bichette, and the Blue Jays jump on top in the eighth. It's 2-1 Toronto. First pitch, a check swing roller over to the right side. It's scooped up by Guerrero. Extends the bare hand, stopping Simber. Simber slams his hands together. He's just fired six up, six down relief. Tremendous effort out of the bullpen by Adam Simber. Perfect through the seventh and flawless again in the eighth. Now Stephen Vogt swings at the first pitch, hits it in the air, straightaway center. Zimmer is there. He makes the catch to finish the ball game. And the perfection from the Blue Jays bullpen continues through the seventh, the eighth, and now the ninth. Romano picks up his 18th save of the year. The Blue Jays salvage the finale in Oakland. They slam the brakes on a five-game losing streak and post a 2-1 win over the Athletics.